More than 100 listeners responded to our call for poems for Valentine's Day. As they came in, we sent them to poet and Rockford University professor Susan Porterfield. She picked a handful of poems that included a haiku about an apparently troubled relationship, plus poems comparing a beloved to food, like corned beef and cheese. Today's poem is in a format that's French in origin. Professor Porterfield has this introduction.
The Daily News is a pantoum, meaning that it is composed of a series of quatrains with repeating lines from one stanza to the next. The effect is a bit like a chant or incantation. It gives the reader the sense that the speaker is consumed by some idea or emotion that he or she just can't shake, like a recurring thought that pops up whether you will or not. The repetition seems almost like background then, a refrain playing behind the everydayness, or in this case, the daily news, that pushes the rest of the world ahead in time. In some ways, the speaker lags, though time moves on. And that's just what we have here. The speaker has lost someone dear, and always there is the thought, I wonder what you'd think if you were here. Anyone who has lost someone important to them has this habit. The thought is one that you will ponder for as long as you live, and that keeps you, even if ever so minutely, in the past, despite the onslaught of time and the news of the day. I find also that the speaker despairs, that the world seems not to have improved since the time when the two, perhaps a beloved, perhaps a parent, were together. Conditions could have gotten better, wars, global warming, even the Cubs, but they haven't. All the world that the speaker seems to have had when younger has become a bit faded. The world has not worked out. The same problems appear again and again, despite the ardor that the two might have felt in earlier times, that they could change the world for the better. The story is the same, however. Progress, if there is any, takes one step forward and two steps back.
Let's hear it. This is The Daily News, a pantoum by Mary Dale Stewart of Spring Valley. Mary Dale couldn't make it to our DeKalb studios to record, so I asked Susan Porterfield to read it.
The Daily News. Today it will be cloudy, with a thunderstorm or two. A war may end. Leaders have agreed to meet. Global warming evidence is presented for review. A homer gets the Cubs a second winning streak. Many wars could end if leaders would agree to meet. I wonder what you'd think, if you were here, about the Cubs or anybody's winning streak, about the wars, elections, or if the weather will be clear. I wonder what you'd think if you were here. But the world has changed since we were first together. There's more war, new elections, a new variety of fear. We thought we'd be the way we were forever, but we'll never be the way we were when we were first together. Our daily news is archived now. We thought we'd be the way we were forever, while the hills turn green in spring and the fates allow. Our daily news is archived now. Sea levels rise, cities drown in hurricanes. Though the hills are greening now, the fates did not allow that we should ever meet again. Sea levels rise, cities drown in hurricanes. Global warming evidence is presented for review. I dreamed that we had met on a green and windy hill again, and it was cloudy with a thunderstorm or two.
The Daily News by Spring Valley writer Mary Dale Stewart. Thanks to everyone who entered our contest, and a big congratulations to the winners, and a very big thanks to our judge, Susan Porterfield. I'm Dan Klefstad.